USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 6 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place, a majority of states are lifting or easing restrictions. Minnesota is set to expire Monday, but they're being extended. The governor is going to allow retailers and other businesses to do what he's letting restaurants do. They can have pickup and deliveries.
And I'm trying the best I can to give the data based on the science, pushing the envelope as close as I can to opening things up.
Jobless claims over the past month and a half are up to more than 30 million. Economist Joel Naroff.
The economy is slowly being reopened, and that will put some people back to work. The biggest concern, though, right now, is that some firms that have held out cutting their workforces are now throwing in the towel. And state and local governments, whose budgets have been devastated, are also in downside mode.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.